Tower of London has long been a landmark to visit in the capital. But since August, over 4 million people have flocked to see the 888,246 poppies commemorating 100 years since the outbreak of the First World War. Politicians such as David Cameron and newspapers have backed a campaign to extend the time the memorial is displayed. And visitors at the installation are divided on whether it should stay.
It's a great spectacle for us and the rest of the UK public to see.
So you've got a poppy. What do you think about the petition to keep them here for a longer period of time?
I don't mind. Yeah, I think it looks wonderful.
It'd lose its impact. I think the impact it's had on the nation and even visitors from other countries, you can see for yourself today. So I think there's that artistic merit for its impact. And for the message it's sending, it served its purpose. So I think after that, it should be taken down.
I think they should become an annual thing, and they should be closed off after a certain time, just to keep that, that sense that they are a special memorial.
There's other places you can do this, and every town, every city has got a remembrance place. So they should probably use that yearly.
The poppies have been sold to the public, and the £15 million raised will be split between eight charities. John Clayton, a volunteer at the Royal British Legion, thinks the poignant display should be taken down as intended.
They said they were going to do this. They said they were going to do it up until Remembrance Day and then start taking them down after that. I think if you leave it after that, then it takes away the remembrance part of it.
He hopes people realise how much the money his charity will receive is going to help.
There's so much needs to be done with the Second World War people, the Falklands, and right the way through, right up until the Afghans. So it just doesn't help the soldiers, it helps their families as well.